Hey friends, welcome to the Keep Money Simple Money Minute, where I give you a quick explanation of a financial concept. Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to the Money Minute. I am talking about FDIC insurance today. You may have seen a bank advertise that it is quote-unquote FDIC insured, or you may have noticed fine print saying that a particular financial product or company is not FDIC insured. So what does any of that actually mean? FDIC stands for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC is an independent agency of the federal government that insures deposits at FDIC-insured banks. Banks pay a premium for this insurance. The purpose is to ensure that depositors are protected if an FDIC-insured bank fails. That means that folks like you or me who have money in things like checking accounts or savings accounts or in certificates of deposit, so we don't lose our insured deposits. Now, there are limits to that coverage. It doesn't cover everything. The standard amount of coverage is $250,000 per depositor, per insured bank, for each ownership category of the account. Ownership categories refer to how an account is owned, such as an account you own by yourself or an account you own jointly with someone else. There are other ownership categories as well, and those rules can affect how much money is insured. For a simple example, let's say you have $300,000 in a savings account that's solely in your name at one FDIC-insured bank. Generally, $250,000 would be insured. And the $50,000 that is extra, getting up to $300,000, would be over the insurance limit. If you have enough money at one bank that you're concerned about insurance limits, you can talk to the bank and see what you can do, and you can also move your money to another FDIC-insured bank. It's also important to know that FDIC insurance doesn't cover everything you might purchase through a bank. Investments such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or even cryptocurrencies, those are not covered by FDIC insurance. I don't say that to turn anyone off from investing for the long term. I just want you to understand what FDIC insurance does and does not protect. And another thing to know is that not everything that looks like a bank actually is a bank. Some financial technology companies, sometimes called fintechs, offer accounts or other financial services or products through FDIC-insured partner banks. The fintech company itself is not FDIC-insured, and the rules about when money held through one of these companies qualifies for FDIC insurance can get complicated. So if you're keeping money with a fintech company, find out where your money is actually being held and whether your deposits are eligible for FDIC insurance. And what about credit unions, which I talked about in episode 5? Credit unions aren't insured by the FDIC, but credit unions have similar insurance available through the National Credit Union Administration, or NCUA. Like FDIC insurance, NCUA insurance generally provides at least $250,000 in coverage per individual depositor per federally insured credit union for each ownership category. So to sum it up, FDIC insurance protects eligible deposits. If an FDIC-insured bank fails, the standard coverage amount is $250,000 per depositor, per insured bank, and per ownership category. And if you keep your money at a credit union instead, check to make sure it's insured by the NCUA, which will give you the same type of protections. Know someone who could use this information? Share the Money Minute with them. And thanks for tuning in.